Thank you very much, David. I'm not sure I can live up to that introduction, but it's a great pleasure. And Joseph, it's fantastic to invite you and to see you here in the UK. And I think we have to, you mentioned very in passing your involvement in Earth observation in ESA. And I don't think that that does justice to the contribution that you've made in Copernicus in particular to Earth observation in ESA, and we should be grateful for that. Your talk covered a very wide range of topics, and Alice, you, as always, despite sitting so far away that I couldn't nudge you, has picked up on many important points. And there were just really two areas that I think came out of the talk when you were both of you speaking. One, you very kindly mentioned the new project, Lunar Pathfinder. And I think this is important, not only because it is an interesting technological challenge to undertake this in the so-called new space environment, but also it represents a bit of a departure from the way ESA has done business in the past, in that in this, ESA is setting the requirement and then leaving industry to implement it. And I think this is a really important step and one that might actually not be noticed by many, because I think in the past there has been perhaps a tendency for ESA to set the challenge and then tell industry how to do it. And of course, you know, the experts there are very sound, but actually in a new environment where the private sector now is playing perhaps as large, if not larger, role in space compared to the institutional sector, I think maybe the balance should be also moving across where ESA and other agencies set the challenge and then hand it over to industry and let industry solve it, because that's what industry does best, and manage the risks. And of course, there has to be oversight and there has to be accountability. And the way that this framework can be constructed requires care. But I think that balance is going to shift. And I think that would allow, in this case, ESA and Europe to move more rapidly, because with the advent of the private sector in space, the tempo has increased dramatically. You know, programs which we were quite happy to develop over a decade, the private sector is now looking at doing this in a fraction of that time. But the role for the agencies is to look at the grand challenges that the private sector cannot actually address. Now, the private sector is moving out from applications into exploration, but there are still exploration challenges which are beyond the capacity of the private sector. And indeed, there are some science objectives which again would be difficult for the private sector to undertake. But I think there's a very welcome change in approach to see ESA through the Lunar Pathfinder taking that approach, and indeed through the possibility of hydro-GNSS looking at alternative ways of using small satellites and rapid missions to take advantage of some of the new bistatic radar techniques in order to give a better insight into the Earth biomass. So that was my first suggestion. And the other point that occurred to me whilst you were talking was a really critical one that you, when you mentioned international collaboration. Europe sits, you know, physically in between the US and the East. So we're still sitting in the middle. And the US, of course, has its own particular vision of how it wants to progress in space. But we now see the development of very capable space powers emerging in India. We obviously have been in Russia. And as you mentioned, very rapid developments in China. And we need to recognize that these are going to be peer players in space. And therefore, Europe sitting in the middle of this physically or geographically, I believe should engage very closely, very positively with these emerging space powers. Of course, we have to be careful to ensure that we manage those interactions in a way which we retain our security and comfort of the technologies. But we must not isolate ourselves from those. We must engage with them, because that way We will benefit from collaborative projects beyond our individual means, and perhaps in a more selfish way, we will have a better understanding of what their agendas are, how they're progressing, the technologies that they're developing, and we will have the opportunity to perhaps encourage responsible and appropriate behavior in space, which is going to be critical in the future. Thank you, David.